The 1963 March on Washington was a seminal event in American history.
I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream.
Afterwards, March leaders met with President Kennedy and Vice President Johnson at the White House. The focus of their talk? Comprehensive federal civil rights legislation. More of their conversation after this. We begin with NAACP leader Roy Wilkins pressing President Kennedy on who is taking credit for what and how to leverage that for votes in Congress.
Industry. Indicate that you expect the Republican Party to do, because trouble you be far. And before he left, I wrote him a note to be sure that his talent just what he would support. But he wanted to go back and study and study and study. And we've studied since May. So it all gets down to how many of those people can you get out of the government.
I think the key is what the Protestant church can do, because the whole Midwest, I mean, there are no labor unions, Protestant church, and I think what we can get the business community to do, because I think we can get some key businessmen.
Do you think this will influence Mr. Haldane? I can. I mean, that this is a moral issue. Now, he can't be God on that ground. But if he thinks I'm trying to push him, but if we can get this interreligious thing that we're doing, and it would seem to me maybe a group of the tough senators and Eisenhower and some religious leaders and some of your civil rights leaders together and just say, we've got to get this thing out, and how can we do it?
Now, what about your going up to see them with a lot of attention on this group and they successfully meet and more? What about you going to see them in the next few days? I'll be asking if you can come with this group and then you can add just some Catholic or some one or two other people who you think would be useful and see if you want to call the president and ask if he will support this. Now, I don't know whether this, I think, may give you a ambiguous answer, but on the other hand, it's possible it may have some effect on it. But what about your going up to see him and have it publicized and have everybody really join us? And then you have to say yes or no.
Right.
Using this meeting as an example.
Right.
Not having anything to do with
not
me having to do with it, just separate from us.
You'd be a mistake to indicate that you'd ever talked to him about it. Because the president pled with him in this room. I said that before we sent the message.
Advanced. call your attention to this problem that's responsible for taking out two organizations here. That is not a segregation in our armed services. In particular, in the state of North Carolina, we have attempted to contact Mr. McNamara and request for them to go. Now, we realize that time is of the essence, particularly in the military towns. Taking Sheriff of North Carolina, Goldsboro, and other ones where these soldiers are located. The soldiers have been denied the right to demonstrate. Sooner or later, I'm afraid that the soldiers will demonstrate. This is a problem that I'm especially stating in the room here. I think that I don't know how the chain of command runs. I'm the president of Commander-in-Chief on the service, but I think that's probably going to be very strong. It deserves more attention.
That is a clear thing. You know that in service to the state was made, and Secretary McNamara made another. I'm concerned about troops demonstrating at the time, because it's always hard to control a demonstration, possibly, and then we have arrests, troops, and so on. I think that it would not help us right now. I want to get the bill by an object of war that troops demonstrating this summer would not help us here. That's why the order that was put out was put restraint for troops who made it by approval. So, that was our best judgment. But they did not turn that on the committee and all the potential output. We're looking into North Carolina, one of the states, the evidence of discrimination against servicemen. This is only the beginning of what's going to come in that matter in the future. I mean, to say to you,
from August 28, 1963, a meeting between President Kennedy and Vice President Johnson and the leaders of the March on Washington. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., United Auto Workers President Walter Reuther, John Lewis, Chairman of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, Negro American Labor Council President A. Philip Randolph, former National Council of Churches President Reverend Eugene Carson Blake, National Urban League Executive Director Whitney Young, Floyd McKissick from the Congress of Racial Equality, and NAACP Executive Director Roy Wilkins. Less than a year later, on July 2, 1964, those men would stand in the White House East Room with President Lyndon Johnson as he signed the Civil Rights Act.
We must not approach the observance and enforcement of this law in a vengeful spirit. Its purpose is not to punish. Its purpose is not to divide, but to end divisions, divisions which have lasted all too long. Its purpose is national, not regional. This Civil Rights Act is a challenge to all of us to go to work in our communities and our states, in our homes and in our hearts, to eliminate the last vestiges of injustice in our beloved country. So, tonight I urge every public official, every religious leader, every business and professional man, every working man, every housewife, I urge every American to join in this effort to bring justice and hope to all our people and to bring peace to our land.
Our thanks to the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library and Museum, the Richard Nixon Presidential Library and Museum, the University of Virginia Miller Center, and WGBH Boston. To hear more behind-the-scenes conversations about the civil rights movement, check out Season 1 of Presidential Recordings, featuring President Johnson talking with members of Congress, his administration, and family in secretly recorded conversations.